USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is grappling with inflation and record high prices at the pump while still helping out Ukraine as Russia continues to invade the country. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky recently blocked efforts to send an additional $40 billion to Ukraine. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty reminds everyone,
we want to see them win, but pumping more aid into that country when we're not taking care of our own country, the best thing that Biden could do is stop the war that he's waged on American industry. That would lower prices overall. That would take the funding away from Putin's war machine against Ukraine. It would make our economy do better here.
Authorities in Buffalo say they're moving quickly to prosecute an 18-year-old man accused of murdering 10 people in a grocery store. Erie County DA John Flynn saying a hearing for the suspect will be held in 5 days. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising and interest rates are following. So don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you can save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
A nationwide shortage of baby formula has many parents struggling to find food for their infants. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn weighs in on legislation she has introduced with New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez that aims to establish a national database on manufacturing when it comes to supply chains with the goal of averting future supply chain disruptions.
And this is a part of the manufacturer's extension program that would put in place a database so that manufacturers know what products, components are available, where they are, where the glitches are in the supply chain, and help our domestic manufacturers do a better job.
New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul is calling out flaws in gun control laws between states following Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Buffalo. Hochul saying investigators believe the shooter enhanced an AR-15 rifle legally purchased in New York. USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Inflation is coming for your bag of potato chips. Newly released data shows the cost of potatoes is up more than 7% from the same time last year, and the cost of a bag of chips is up 10%. While grocery store costs continue to skyrocket, farmers are struggling to grow food to meet the demand. Lad Wallen is a potato farmer in Idaho, and he tells Fox News he's about had it with all these supply chain issues due to the pandemic.
The supply chain, we're done with it. We're just ready to get past this. And from both perspectives, from a grower and a processor, I mean, same thing. Oil, cooking oil, key ingredients, supply chain has just been disrupted. Prices have increased. We're ready to be done. We're ready to get on, but it's a very difficult situation that we're in right now.
The House Committee for the January 6th attack on the Capitol building has issued subpoenas for 5 Republican members of Congress, including Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio.
We got record crime, record inflation, moms who can't get baby formula, other moms who are being, the counterterrorism measure of the government, DOJ is coming after them. And this ridiculous partisan committee is doing the things that they're doing. Maria, there's a reason 7 out of 10 of our fellow citizens think the country is on the wrong track.
Subpoenas have also been issued for Congressman Kevin McCarthy, Andy Biggs, Scott Perry, and Mo Brooks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.